Morning, everyone. This being the Sunday after Thanksgiving, I thought it would be appropriate to get up here and talk about this as a big thank you. Most of you already know who I am, but if you don't, Cindy, my wife, I'm Glenn L. Rod. Cindy and I have been members here at Vista Ridge since 1994. Three daughters, Hadley 22, Heather 18, Holly 15, they've grown up in this church. If you ever come to an 11 o'clock service, you'll see me over there holding the guitar, jamming. If you ever hear Monday through Friday, you'll see Cindy up here. She works part-time at the Discovery Preschool. She's been doing that for about 13 years, helping run the place. One of the things, you know, Mary Beth frequently will bring up people to speak about different things and about serving the church, and I always thought, wow, you know, I should do that. You know, I'm up here playing the guitar, and, you know, Sundays when the band sounds really good and I look out there and I can see the congregation really, really get into it, I just, you know, I feel really blessed that I'm able to do something I love and it really communicates. But, you know, at the same time, the last 18 months or so for us have been very, very challenging. Pretty difficult. And I thought it more appropriate, especially the Thanksgiving, Sunday after Thanksgiving, to talk about being served, because that's been a little more challenging. Just a brief history. Early 2017, for, you know, the first 5 months of 2017, I was unemployed. And, you know, that being unemployed can get stressful. As you can understand, you know, a lot of interviews, sometimes just bad luck, you know, got to the final two people and they picked the other guy. In other cases, you know, they eliminated the position in the middle of the interview. So I finally found something in May, but during that time, and I never said a word to anybody, during the time I was unemployed, I started having these stomach pains, real tense stomach pain. I never said anything. I would just go nuts with the Tums and the Rolaids and stuff like that, thinking that'd be it, and it's just the stress, and it'll go away. You know, found the job in May, and as soon as I got there, I took off, and I earned a lot of respect quickly. I caught on, you know, the people really respected me quickly. But, you know, the stomach pain still happened. To one day, I'm sitting in a meeting, and we're talking about the next phase of the big project. All of a sudden, it hits me, and I'm just like this. You know, I'm just cuddled over. I couldn't even listen. So I tell the boss, hey, I'm going to go to a clinic or something, go get some meds. I'll be back after lunch. I thought it was no big deal. I just need to get something stronger to take care of the little stomach. Went to a Concentra clinic, and after a few minutes of checking me out, they said, you need to go to the ER. What? Nuts. It's just a stomach pain. No, Glenn, you need to go to the ER. So very, very skeptical. I go to the ER. This was on June 22nd of 2017. Went to the ER at Louisville Hospital. They did a CAT scan on me. About 10 minutes after the results came back, the doc says, I don't know what it is, Glenn, but you got something down there. I need you to talk to the specialist. Need to spend the night. The next day, I'm talking to an oncologist, finding out that I have a pretty rare form of cancer called neuroendocrine carcinoma. That was pretty shocking to, you know, have a tummy ache and the next day find out I've got a rare form of cancer. I didn't really want to say much. You know, cancer is one of those things you hear about all the time, and people in church have to deal with that, have to deal with those struggles and other struggles. And I thought, you know, I've been through tough stuff before. 98, I had brain surgery. Now, I'll tell you that story some other time. You know, and I don't, nothing. But the word got out, and the word got out. I was really amazed how the congregation, the VRUMC family, came through. People would cook meals, bring them over to the house. You know, people offered to do this. Hey, can we go this? Can we run errands for you? Can we do this? Can we do that? Practical things, you know, a Kroger gift card, a Walmart gift card, so we get groceries and gas and just regular supplies for the house, more practical. And it was really amazing how people just stepped up and just helped me. You know, didn't ask for it, but it was incredible. As 2017 moved on, you know, the chemo was doing some good, and by the time I got to November of last year, I was 100%. I've got this thing beat, you know, this is no big deal. Oncologists are a little more cautious. They're like, well, you know, it's kind of like the chemo is not doing much. It's like we're at a standstill, so it's time for surgery. So 4 days before Christmas Eve, I had surgery, and it was a failure. They go in there, and they find out the tumors were a lot spread out further than they originally found. It was kind of all over the place. If you could imagine from here all the way down to here, the tumors are all over the place. Nonetheless, you get into 18, January, February, I still felt pretty good, you know. I'm a tough guy, you know, and everything's going to be all right. But then you get into late February, early March, that stomach pain started coming back with a vengeance. It's as if the tumors got mad at me. And then stuff started going wrong with other organs. The liver started doing weird stuff. I had to have outpatient surgery on the bile duct. They put me on another chemo type, which was oral, taking pills all the time, which that wasn't helping much at all. And at the same time, I'm still going to work, still putting in the long hours, still really getting after it. And it gets tougher and tougher. In September, I got a new job, which was more money, closer to the house, all of that. And I lost the thing about a month and a half later. Part of it not my fault, but a lot of it was my fault. And part of it was because I just had a hard time showing up every day getting the work done. But as all this was going on, the VRMC family came to me again. The same thing, people cooking the meals and bringing the house and offering to do these things. You know, the lady who gave me the Kroger gift card or the Walmart gift card. Or people we didn't even know would just, you know, just kind of get us some cash or something like that. But, you know, it's been kind of tough. You know, September I lose the job, so now I'm unemployed. Now I'm an unemployed cancer patient, and I still go through the interviews. I probably have a couple of interviews coming up this week. Although just between us, I'm not exactly sure if I can do the full-time work or not. But then this happened. Besides all of the individual giving, you know, people doing things for us, had one guy come out to our house to repair a lot of things in our house that Cindy and I really didn't know how to do. One day we got a fairly good-sized financial donation from people associated with the Discovery Preschool where Cindy works, and this would have been parents of students, parents of former students, the staff, the teachers, other people gave us, you know, a pretty significant donation. And then a couple of weeks after that, Mary Beth comes to our house and presented us with another financial donation from the Vista Ridge family. And between the two, over 80 families had contributed to this. And it's stunning. You know, I talk about serving the church. And, you know, sometimes I've done committees before, and chairing a committee is not that fun, and it's kind of hard work. But being the recipient, it's kind of hard. And I didn't know exactly how to thank everybody. But it's made things a lot easier to take and a lot less stressful, and I just need everybody to know how important this is. And so this is my Thanksgiving message. Thank you, and thank you.